Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are filling up here. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
On the regulation, you mentioned yard sales and stuff like that, regulations. It's pretty darn ridiculous. I don't know how you could tell how many laws that they just continuously pile on top of things, and most of them don't get enforced, but they're always sitting out there waiting to be selectively enforced, like peddler's licenses and stuff like this. You know, you're not supposed to feed the homeless. It's just on and on and on. It's just almost endless. And then on top of that, then you'll have local rules that may be instituted by officials when they're injected into office one way or the other. Installed, I guess, is the word some people use. But you got onto that. I don't know how you got onto that tangent there about 10 minutes ago, but that's what provoked me to call in. And this layer of bureaucracy on the Internet is only making it worse. I mean, they can pull the rug out from underneath you at any given moment because of some violation. I was talking with somebody whose dad is a lawyer, and they were talking about how there's no statute of limitation on felonies. And if they wanted to make anybody a target, they can gather evidence of you having committed a felony and just use that as probable cause to watch you for years and mm-hmm. decide at one point when they're going to get you. I mean, or just use you as a kind of an agent of Goldstein, I think, as Orwell called it.
Yeah, that's basically it, and we're seeing a lot of that. In fact, to be very honest, I think that's what we're seeing with this guy in France, the patsy in France. He was apparently in trouble with the French authorities for a minor crime, and he was brought in and questioned about another crime, and amazingly, they just let him go. And I think that's the point at which a deal was made. We'll let you go on this thing if you will be our agent and report on any of your fellow Muslims who are talking about doing bad things. And I think he was basically an informant, and he got used to set up a phony false flag attack, and it got out of control. And now, of course, he's been killed, so he can't challenge the official story. And that's how these informants get used. So all of you informants listening to this show, sleep well tonight.
Yeah, I tried to warn some people about this kind of underground economy that a lot of people get sucked into that deals with pills, basically. It's all across the country. It's pretty rampant. And that's one of the aspects I was talking with this woman whose dad is a lawyer. She was
scratching her head. I got some vitamin B here, I think, and there's
what?
A vitamin D. I said I got a vitamin D and a vitamin B here. That's about as underground as my pills get.
Yeah, well, you know, they would like for us not to know how effective vitamin D is, I think. Was it last year they upped the recommended daily allowance from 400 to 600 international units? What a joke. You 15, 20 minutes in the sun, and you're making tens of thousands of international units of vitamin D in your skin. But then people leap into a pool, a chlorinated pool, and wash the oil out of their skin where they just made the vitamin D. So they get all the risk and none of the benefit from sun exposure when they do that. But anyway, on the side note...
We didn't mean to get off on that. Actually, we're going to have to take a break here really, really, really soon, and I'm going to have to let you go because we've kind of wandered off. But, I mean, one of the most absurd yard sale regulations we have here in Hawaii is now they're going to send inspectors around to yard sales to make sure the appliances you're selling are safe for resale. And it's just another way of saying, don't bother reselling your appliances, throw them in the trash so that people will have to go back to the shopping malls. Mike, we're going to let you go here. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dave and Ben and sort of get back on the topics of the day. So we're going to take a break for your commercials, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
WhatReallyHappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Dave in Panama City Beach. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
All right. I hope I'm not going to veer off topic too much here. This one's debt. The last time I called you, I was in the middle of being foreclosed on. And luckily, I was able to take and short sale the house. And I short sold the house around $200,000 up underneath what I owed. My situation I'm in now is I've got a bunch of creditors calling. And I need to find out, should I know you're not like someone who gives advice or anything like that, but if there's any way you could find out for me about how to negotiate credit card debt. I probably owe about $100,000 in credit card debt. And, yeah, but from my understanding, from what little research I've done, the credit card companies that have sold this debt off to these credit agencies or credit collectors paid about 2.8 cents to the dollar. Now, I wouldn't mind if I could settle these things for 10 cents on the dollar, but my question to you is, I'm sort of afraid to try to negotiate myself. One, I don't know that the person who says that they own the debt really own the debt. Two, I want to make them verify that the debt that they say I hold, I really hold. So what sort of track would you take? Would you hire an attorney? Would you go through a CPA?
I know that there are companies that specialize in this kind of stuff along the same lines of the companies that promise they'll get you out of your tax troubles. I understand one of the big ones, Taxmasters, just went out of business, so I guess they're not very good at it. Or they declared bankruptcy, rather. There are companies that will help you negotiate with credit card debt. My understanding is that when a credit card company sells the debt to a collections agency, it's sold for 25 cents on the dollar, and that way if the collection company can collect 50 cents on the dollar, then everybody makes a profit on it. And it still goes on your credit report that you did not pay off the credit cards, so you're going to have to live with that. But it's not the pennies on the dollar. Individuals do not get that. That's corporate level and above. But there are these companies, and I cannot remember the name of one of them, and maybe somebody can call in with the name of one of these things, where they'll help you negotiate with the credit card company. Some of them are being advertised and promoted as, you know, a service to you where they don't charge you, but in reality they're actually being paid by the credit card companies to help reconcile a lot of these debts and sort them out just to get them off the books so that they're not being done. I think we've got a caller who's coming in with more information about this stuff. So why don't you stay tuned, and we'll see if maybe somebody will come in with the name of one of these companies who can do it. I don't know one off the top of my head. I remember someone that said Ameris something, but I cannot remember what the name of it is. So keep listening, and we'll see if a later caller will give us some useful information on that. Meanwhile, we're going to switch over to Ben in New York. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Michael, I'm a little bit at odds concerning the school education that you were mentioning before, you know, the kids that do well and those that lack when you're in school. Yes. Michael, I went to a Catholic school all my school years. And, you know, Michael, as an adult today, I didn't graduate for about 2 points, and it's a stamina, like as if it's placed on my soul. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? There is a hunger for me to have finished my school, but, you know, because of so many factors in life that can affect you as a kid. For instance, I had to help my mom in my prime time at 15 and 16 years old. I had to go out and help my mom by working, you know, and helping her out with 4 or 5 other kids that she had, unfortunately, through life's circumstances.
Well, no, I understand that, and you're not the kind of person I was talking about, because I went through the same thing in my college years where my mother had cancer and I had to basically take time away, you know, from my own education to take care of her. So I understand that. But what I'm talking about are the kids who are in the classes and everybody who's been to, and I'm talking public school. I'm not talking Catholic school or private school. I'm talking public school. That's where my experience with this phenomenon was. We all remember in our classes there were the kids who wanted to excel and get good grades, and then there were the ones who just, you know, wanted to sit in the back of the room and mark time until it was time to go out to the playground. And in the school where I was teaching, the administration's focus was you will force the slow kids to reach a certain minimum level of accomplishment so we can say we're giving an equal education to everybody. And when you put any kind of special emphasis or focus on the kids who wanted to excel, the kids who wanted to get ahead, you were basically punished for it. And I'm not talking about the kids who want to learn and their life circumstances are limiting them. And there should be an outreach to them as well, by the way.
Yeah,
you know, our focus should be on the kids who want to learn, and we help them accomplish that regardless of what their circumstances are. We make that outreach because those, you know, we don't always know who's really brilliant and gifted, but we know who's driven. And driven is a good bet for building a nation.
Right. Now, Mike, then again, what I'm trying to also to say is that these things should be caught on early, and maybe, you know, they can devise a system whereby those kids that would like to learn and are serious about it are pulled together. And you know what I'm saying, Michael, even though it's going to be some
look what they do in New York. They've got the special high schools, the High School of Engineering, the High School of the Performing Arts, the High School of – yeah, that's a wonderful system. And we should be doing it all across America. In California, we weren't. So, you know, what can I tell you? Anyway, Ben, I'm going to let you go here because the phone lines are loading up and we've got people calling in on this whole credit card issue that I think we need to get back to. So thanks an awful lot. We'll talk to you again and we're going to switch over to Bud in Texas. Aloha, Bud. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Welcome to you. The reason I called, there's an advertiser on RBN that the company's name is Free to Prosper, and he's handling a case for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It seemed to be going real good.
Well, how's it working out for you? I mean, you know, have they negotiated your debt down?
Yes, yeah, very much so. And nothing.
All right, well, that's one that Dave can look at and should be looking at. And thank you for the information. We're going to switch over to Lee in Kentucky. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, this is Cricket yes. Puppet Shows for Dave. Now, I've been a Chapter 7 bankruptcy lawyer since 1970, and they went to Internet filings just 5 or 6 years ago. But I don't could tell you how many people have come in, and I've done the old simple original Chapter 7 bankruptcy filing mm-hmm. that tell me that they use the credit companies you're talking about. They take your money and they don't do anything. Now, Dave, what you should do is go to the district and division of bankruptcy court, and they will give you a petition. You can do it yourself. List your debts, name, address, account number, and how much of the creditor, and a simple listing of your assets. In 30 days later, you'll have a bankruptcy meeting, and 60 days after that, it'll be final. All debts will be discharged. You don't need a lawyer to do a bankruptcy. Do it yourself. Don't take a chance on these companies that'll take money and do nothing. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Lee. And, you know, another thing to keep in mind as you're sort of working your way through this idea of a bankruptcy, whether it's a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 11 or sometimes they do a split 7-11 situation, you need to understand that all along the way, the creditors are going to want to convince you somehow to agree to go back into debt to them. And it can be a little arduous. And I know that you can file for a bankruptcy on your own, but I have to disagree in saying that it's a good idea to do it on your own, mostly because the bankruptcy laws have been changed in recent years to make it harder for the consumers to go into bankruptcy. And I think you need to avail yourself of a lawyer. And with all due respect and apologies to Lee, because the laws have changed so dramatically lately, I think availing yourself of a lawyer, you know, even if it, I think it would just make sense to get a lawyer to just go over whatever it is you're preparing to file before you file it, just to make sure that you don't commit a legal error that allows the court to basically say, we're refusing the bankruptcy and you're still on the hook. But we know that even before the economy went into the Al-Qaeda, the U.S. Congress passed all these laws that made it much, much more difficult for ordinary Americans to go into bankruptcy. They knew what was coming. They knew the big crash was going to come, and every law they passed was done to protect the banks and the bankers and the financial system at the expense of the American people. And that really is, you know, where we are on that situation. So, Dave, if you're still listening, I hope we gave you some good information. And you can start to sort of work your way out of the situation. And I know a lot of people are in such horrible, horrible straits right now. And it is very frustrating and very angering to live in a country where the banking institutions are all about their own greed. The government is all about its own self-aggrandizement. And it seems like there's nobody helping you except your fellow citizens. And we see laws saying that we're not allowed to help each other. That, to me, that sounds like a slavery existence right then and there. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back with more stories and more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And during the break, I sent an email over to my friend William Shaw, who is specializes in foreclosure legal defense. But I seem to recall that somebody in his office does handle bankruptcies, and they are licensed to operate in Florida. So I'm going to see if I can get him to come on the show tomorrow and talk about what the current state of the state is regarding foreclosures at the consumer level and what you can do about the unpayable credit card debt, because when you have $100,000 in credit card debt, you can't even make the interest payments in this economy. You know, it is an absolute, absolute disaster. And as the banks and credit card companies get into more and more trouble, they're breaking the laws. We were talking about J.P. Morgan Chase got busted basically playing fast and loose with credit card collections, just bundling up and selling off these accounts. And some of them were not in default, but they needed the money now, then and there. And Bank of America, as we know, is in serious, serious trouble because of Greece's first bond auction. And so Bank of America, I think we're probably going to see start really hammering their users with fees and raising the interest rates on all of their lending accounts, because it's going to be ugly. And think of the United States ship of state as the Titanic. All the rich people are running for the lifeboats, and they don't care that all the poor people are going to drown behind them. That is the mindset of the money junkies, and we need to keep that in our awareness here. All righty, so let's see. Am I correct that we are without phone calls at the moment, or do we have one more waiting? Nope, there's nobody on the lines right now. All right, thanks an awful lot, Dan here. So we're going to actually talk about some stories. Now, longtime listeners have heard me talk about the concept of odious debt. This is a recognized principle in international law that when a government falls, the population can repudiate debts incurred by that government that were not for the benefit of the people. As a hypothetical case, were the government of the United States of America to collapse tomorrow, we, the American people, are morally and legally obligated to repay money that was borrowed to build good roads, to build schools, hospitals, infrastructure, things that take care of us. Debts incurred by the government for war, for repression of the general population, to give money to Israel or buy weapons for them, are considered odious debt and may successfully be repudiated by the general population. It is a principle in international law that the international bankers absolutely fear. And their fears have come to pass because the Egyptian people are launching a campaign to basically say they do not recognize and they're not willing to pay Hosni Mubarak's debts. They say Mubarak should run it up, Mubarak should pay it off. It's like the idea that this war in Iraq is actually illegal because George W. Bush lied in his letter of transmittal to Congress in May of 2003, I think it was May 19th, in which he said, we're going to war in Iraq because they've got weapons of mass destruction and they were connected to 9/11. And we know that both of those statements were lies, and Bush even admitted they were exaggerations later on. So technically the war in Iraq was illegal. Why should we, the American people, be paying for it? Shouldn't George W. Bush himself pay the cost? Like when they catch a congressman using a government plane for a personal flight, they'll make him reimburse the Treasury. So George W. Bush and the war hawks ought to reimburse the Treasury for this illegal war, illegal use of our military to invade Iraq. And I know it's a lot of money, but I understand the Bush family is rather wealthy. They can afford it, whereas we can't. But the Egyptians are getting ready to basically tell the international bankers, we will repay the money that was spent on the people of Egypt. But the rest of it, we didn't agree with. We didn't give our permission. We never promised we would repay that money. The people of Greece need to do exactly the same thing. Because a large portion of that debt they are struggling with right now came about as a result of the illegal, clandestine arrangement between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to conceal the scale of Greece's economic problems with this currency swap deal that made Goldman Sachs a lot of money and plunged Greece even deeper into debt. That's not for the benefit of the Greek people. Therefore, why should the Greek people pay the losses on that? So the Greek people need to understand the principle of odious debt, and they need to stand up and do exactly the same thing. Just like the people of Iceland did. Here in the United States of America, when you look at the trillions of dollars of debt run up to save Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud, why should we be paying that? That was not spent for the benefit of the American people. That was spent for the benefit of Wall Street. And if you look around our country at the condition of our roads and our schools and our hospitals and our infrastructure, you come to understand there's not a lot of money has been spent for the benefit of the American people. It's all gone for war and Israel and Wall Street and self-aggrandizement of our politicians. That's all odious debt. And I congratulate the Egyptians for having the courage to stand up and tell the bankers to take a hike with their manufactured debt. And I think every nation on earth, as they start to change their governments, like what just happened in Mali, they need to look at that and say, how much of this debt we're told that we are slaves to is really ours? Are we really obligated to pay back money we never had any agreement, we never agreed to borrow in the first place? Of course not. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of taxes and sort of wrapping up what we were talking about, odious debt. Remember back in 2008 when the Congress was pushing through the first of the bailouts? They called it TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And what they meant by troubled asset were all these worthless mortgage-backed securities that Wall Street was selling. And now the people who bought them said these are fraudulent. Either buy them back or we're going to start throwing people in jail. And so Congress said, yes, we've got to buy them back because our own money is invested in these companies that were selling these things. And the American people said, do not use our money to save Wall Street from its own stupidity and criminality. And Congress went ahead and did it anyway. And in subsequent bailouts, they have been borrowing money to bail out Wall Street. And it's always done without your permission. And common sense says, if you did not agree to this, then why should you be obligated to pay it? Or are we back to the taxation without representation phase of our nation's history? And we know where that led. All right, we're going to go to the phones. John in California, aloha. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have information that I can pass on here to help that fellow with his debt problem.
Thank you.
As a background, I've been in the financial business for 38 years, and I've played with all this stuff. I've done bankruptcies. I intentionally get myself into problems and then work myself out. And there are a lot of audios and information that he can use The only time you ever have to file a bankruptcy is emergency holding action. You never complete them. The first one, a website he can go to is set, like set it down, set, S-E-T. Second word is off, like get off the couch. So set off debt, D-E-B-T.com, setoffdebt.com. There are audios there that will begin opening his eyes and showing him how to deal with this. The next place you can go is a website which is like a bulletin board with people on there who deal with this problem all the time. It's called Debtor Boards, debtorboards.com. Plenty of information.
Okay, when you say debtor, is that with an E-R or an O-R?
O-R, debtor, debtor.
Okay. I'm gonna post all of these to whatreallyhappened.com.
Great. Next one
so
you
people
want
can find.
Is ruleoflawradio.com, ruleoflawradio.com, / Miras, M-I-R-R-A-S, Miras. ruleoflawradio.com, / Miras, M-I-R-R-A-S.
I get a forbidden. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
.html. What do you get a forbidden on?
Okay, HTML or HTML?
HTML.
Okay, I got it. We're good. I can put it up. What's the next one?
Okay, the next one is Irwin School of Law, Irwin Rommel School of Law, and that's Rommel, R-O-M-M-E-L, Rommel, and the word law, L-A-W.com. Now, these guys will actually teach you how to do the whole legal process. And if you do this right, and it's easy to do, you just have to learn a little, you can actually have these people paying you to go away.
Well, that would certainly be nice. I mean, I keep waiting for Wall Street to pay me to go away, but so far it hasn't happened.
Well, it's not hard to do, and it's easily done by the average person. The last place that I would recommend would be jurisdictionary.com.
Okay.
Jurisdictionary.com. Now, Rommel School of Law will teach you everything you know about how to do your filings and the language and the law and everything. Jurisdictionary.com is a pretty handy little site because what it teaches you is how to stay out of court completely anyway and how to do the legal process. But you don't have to have that one if you really want to go fight Irwin Rommel School of Law. But basically what's been done to us is they took something of value, which is your signature. They then sold that signature and got multiples of the amount of money that you borrowed. They then put you in debt and make you pay for it, when what they really should have done was said, thank you very much, here's your money, and they walk away with 9 to 10 times the amount of money that he just gave you. So the fraud is...
Well, but you know how money junkies are. They're never going to let you off the hook. The whole goal of it is to keep you permanently in debt.
That's
the reason housing prices are so high. They don't want to have a house you can pay off in 5 years.
Michael, that's the fraud about it, and that's why you can have them pay you to go away, because they've broken a lot of rules. And if you go to these sites and listen to the recordings and follow the instructions, it takes a little time. So if he needs to file a bankruptcy just to stop an action, he can go down and file a Chapter 13. You can file 13s all day long. You can do more than one every 7 years. You know, I've done multiples of them as needed. And it's not a problem, but you really don't need to do it. All you need to do is know how to write your letters and what the laws actually say. And that's what most people don't do. They never download the laws and read the law. If you follow the instructions on these websites and listen to the people explain it, you should have no problem.
All right. Well, I'm going to be putting these up at whatreallyhappened.com so that people can plug into them. But ultimately, we need to understand we can get bogged down in the minutia of dealing with all the little paperwork. But ultimately, I think the time has come that we need, as a nation, as a population, to come to understand that the system has become corrupted, and neither the nation's economy or its government serve the best interests of the American people. The economy and the government serve themselves. And at some point, I think we have to basically confront that reality and deal with that reality, as the people in Iceland did, as the people in Egypt are doing, as the people in Greece are probably about to do. And we're seeing the entire world edge closer and closer to this global revolution. We know the bankers wanted a global fascist dictatorship, and they've been trying to bring it to countries at the point of a bayonet like Syria and Libya. But at the same time, they've set the stage for what could be a global revolution against the money junkies. And I would like to see that happen because I think there are better ways for civilization to organize itself than around the greed of a very few powerful individuals. Okay, John?
Dealing with a criminal.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I said, true, but that information doesn't help the person right now dealing with a criminal that's coming after him.
And, no, that's definitely true.
And the information I just gave you will help them.
All right, I will post that to What Really Happened, and hopefully some people are going to find something useful in
great.
There.
Thank you.
So thanks
bye.
An awful lot. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The basic essence of the banking industry is to keep everybody, nations and individuals, slaves to debt. That's it. It's the modern slave institution, is the bank. And when this nation was started, banks were optional. You didn't have to involve a bank in your life. The government issued the money, spent it into circulation, it flowed through commerce, and was taxed back from the people to the government directly. Banks were off to one side. You could live your entire life without depositing your money at a bank or having to borrow from a bank. It was your choice. You had the freedom to say no to borrowing from a bank. But with the establishment of a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, you lose that freedom to choose. You lose that freedom to say no. Any piece of currency flowing through your hands is the product of a loan at interest from that private central bank. You've lost your freedom to say no. The banks have inserted themselves directly in the flow of money between government and the people. And it's reached the point where the bankers threaten the legitimacy of the government itself, certainly in this country. Now then, getting back to some stories we had sort of skipped by earlier, the government of Afghanistan is continuing their investigation into the massacre. And more witnesses are showing up, basically saying that the massacre was retaliation, collective punishment for a roadside bombing. Apparently, U.S. troops went into these towns before the massacre, lined the people up against the wall, and said, you and your children are going to pay a price for the bombing attacks. This is not a crazed lone nut soldier. And by the way, apparently the army has been trying to erase all records of him from military websites. Too late, it's already out there anyway, but it shows basically they're trying to cover this thing up. They're putting a lid on it again. It wasn't the crazed lone nut soldier. It was 15 to 20 U.S. soldiers with helicopter support. And they were carrying out a collective punishment operation right out of the Nazi playbook. And the media was starting to cover it as that when just luck of all lucky stories, they have an atrocity up in France that the media goes chasing after. If you've never seen the movie Wag the Dog, now would be a good time to rent it. Because it's a very interesting telling of just how government manipulates the people. And I know people will watch that and say, oh, it's just a fairy story. It's just made up. No, it isn't. I've worked enough in Hollywood to see how this stuff gets done. And we've all seen how the government will distract people with stories. And they tell the story about the bombing in Beirut that killed the Marines. And then 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada to distract the media. Remember when Monica Lewinsky was testifying about her inappropriate relationship with President Bill Clinton. And she walked out of the hearing room expecting a crowd of reporters, to which she was going to blurt out some of the dirty, dark secrets about what had been going on. And she walked out to empty stares because while she'd been inside testifying, President Clinton launched a cruise missile attack against an aspirin factory in Sudan and a mosque in Afghanistan. And you, the taxpayers, got to pay for the cruise missiles at $1 million each, and you got to pay the costs of rebuilding those facilities when the owners sued the U.S. government. But it served to distract the media from talking to Monica Lewinsky. It is that blatant and obvious how these things get manipulated. Something over here you don't want to look at, set off a bomb someplace else. Another good example, the accidental shoot down of TWA-800 by the United States Navy off of Long Island Originally, they blamed it on terrorists, and then the story came out that there had been a U.S. Navy exercise in the area, which meant the terrorist story was really kind of silly, because it meant terrorists snuck into the middle of a U.S. Navy exercise undetected, flipped off a missile at a 747, and then got away clean before the Navy bothered to notice that they were there. And so the story became exploding center fuel tank. But in the week right after the shootdown, more and more witnesses were coming forward to say they'd seen the missile from the U.S. Navy ships hit the plane, that they'd seen all kinds of corroborating evidence, that all kinds of stuff going on. Then all of a sudden we have the Olympic bombing, the bombing at the Olympics. And they framed this security guard who ultimately turned around and sued the government for wrongful prosecution. It was all about changing the focus. The Olympic bombing happened, and sure enough, the media completely forgot about the growing story about TWA 800. That's how these things get planned. It's all about distraction, 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 distraction. All righty. Now, I want to talk a little bit about science and health and various other issues. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. As you know, I take daily radiation readings here on the island of Oahu, and they've been trending down over this last week. We've been having wind and rain, and today they spiked back up again. So something is still going on where we're having these waves of radioactivity wash over our island. We understand that the radioactive tsunami debris is starting to wash into our archipelago here, and we're probably going to go start beach combing to see if we find anything with Japanese printing on it that glows in the dark at night. But it is a serious, serious situation. Japan has now banned all foreign-made Geiger counters and radiation meters inside Japan. The official claim is they're inaccurate. They're providing false readings that are inflaming and angering people. And from now on, inside Japan, only Japanese government-approved radiation meters will be sold to the civilian population. And I have to tell you that I am very suspicious of a Japanese government-approved radiation meter being accurate, because it's in the interests of Japan's government, and especially its seafood industry, after that argument with South Korea, to continue to downplay the radioactivity. We know there's been a lot of exaggeration and hype and sensationalism about the disaster in Fukushima. But we also know that the government of Japan and TEPCO and General Electric have been far less than forthcoming about the severity of the accident. And I remember when Reactor 3 blew with that sizable explosion, and Japan and TEPCO said it was just a hydrogen gas explosion. And no, it wasn't, because hydrogen, when it explodes, produces steam, which is white. And the smoke that came out of this explosion they showed on the TV was this kind of sickly green, which happens to be the exact color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. And now, all these many months later, and they're saying, yeah, there's some serious situations there. Another little interesting story. Apparently, some of the American reactors that follow that same General Electric design are also using that mixed fuel, the mixture of uranium and plutonium, the MOX fuel, which has proved to be such a problem over there in Japan. The entire industry is right at the edge of a grand disaster. We're still waiting to hear about the report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission special examination of San Onofre, because apparently its core plumbing is showing signs of weakness and failing. It's all about the money junkies. Let's just build the minimum that we need to get by and get into profits. Nuclear expert back from Japan: people in Tokyo are basically walking on radioactive waste every single day, which is probably true. Now then, I actually got an email from some... Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller on the line, Patrick from Toledo. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to you about Israel. Well, first of all, I know you had a fallout with Alex Jones, and I kind of deduced probably what it is by now, but about the Israel thing, you know, I go to a certain church, but I really don't go there anymore. I mean, I attend some of their Bible studies and stuff, and they're always talking about Israel. But for me, they never read their Bible, the New Testament, and they're always saying praise Israel and this. And I know in the Bible it says a lot of, you know, things against Israel. And, you know, it really bothers me that the churches believe this.
Well, there's no question that Israel has very successfully exploited a lot of the end times mythology that was created in the Schofield version of the Bible. And they have successfully marketed it as a propaganda device here in the United States of America to build political support. And I think most Christians would be absolutely, or most Christian Zionists rather, would be absolutely shocked if they saw how Israel treats Christians inside Israel itself, because that respect and adoration is not a two-way street. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm sorry we don't have more time, Patrick. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 John McCain. Good stuff we say. Besides him picking things. Say, Bob and I, man, why don't we all go and bum, again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. And Lieberman, too.
And Lieberman, too. All righty. Well, we're here at the coming up on the end of the show here. Somebody just sent me an email saying, will the Etch-a-Sketch comment affect Mitt Romney's campaign? And, of course, No, it won't, because vote fraud has saved Romney from his mouth up to this point. No reason it's not going to continue to do so. And, you know, it basically betrays the whole attitude that the campaign is about sound bites and about winning the campaign. And what he Romney says one day is completely irrelevant the next day. And that tells us what kind of a president he would be if he will win. But I have to be very honest in telling you that now that the GOP has anointed Mitt Romney as the money junkies candidate for 2012, that they've basically just handed Obama a second term. I don't think Romney can defeat Barack Obama with one possible exception. And that is if Romney turns around and asks Ron Paul to be his vice president. That might make the real difference, because I know Ron Paul supporters would then vote to get him in at least close to the White House and then pray for an asteroid. So, but other than that, I think the GOP has just handed Barack Obama a second term. Maybe their ideas, they understand there's a bigger economic crash about to happen, and they want to stick the Democrats with it. Or simply, it's just a case of they were told, you know, you can't run a really good candidate. You will run these candidates, or we will not pay the checks for it anymore. We won't do the donations. It's a completely messed up system. And the will of the people, which ought to be the law of the land in a true democracy or even in a true republic, the will of the people is completely irrelevant now. It's all just these factions. There's the Israeli faction, and there's the money junkie faction, and there's the military industrial complex, and there's the security industrial complex. And they're at war with each other over who gets to dip their hands into our wallets and throw our children's lives away as chips in the great game. It's a very, very sad circumstance. Little short question. There was this big kerfuffle over homeless people being used as Wi-Fi hotspots. And I don't know, anything that puts money in their pocket, I think, is a really good idea. But now the Pirate Bay, which is sort of at the forefront of this issue over content piracy versus copyright law, they're talking about they're going to be flying server drones to avoid law enforcement. I'm not sure how practical that is or financially possible that is, but I would suggest that a smartphone app that's running a packeting network from pocket to pocket can accomplish the same thing. And I think at some point we'll probably see networking across the city exist without local Wi-Fi hotspots. It'll simply be packeted from phone to phone to phone as the communication bandwidth gets higher and higher. Certainly, I think a peer-to-peer network among smartphones is a good way for the Patriot movement to stay in contact with each other should the government start shutting off cell towers during a time of severe social upset. And on that thought, we are at the end of our show. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul, support your alternative media, support the Occupy movement, and aloha, America.